Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And Bell. Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
They are a dysfunctional franchise right now, but that does not mean they won't come in here Sunday trying to not walk out with a dub. We're talking about the Dolphins, and their offense still poses challenges to defenses around the league, even though our defense has been one of the best to date. Mike, I am a little bit concerned with this game only because the Dolphins, again, have shown the ability to score in the red zone. They're one of the best teams once they get down there. Guys, in our last two losses, we scored a total of 10 points.
Right.
We have to be better, certainly in the red zone. We've been better at home. But the big conversation today, guys, it's Friday. And I will say this. Mike and I do not know, so we're telling you what we know. Michael Penix may or may not play. He's been limited all week. And Mark Raimondi from ESPN came on the show today earlier. If you missed it, go online, odyssey.com, and hear the full interview. And he said to us, Coach said today, Kirk Cousins has taken more reps at the end of the week.
Right, as well you should in preparation for maybe Michael Penix Jr. not being able to go. D-Led, thanks, Mike and Carl. Oh, embarrassing for me, Carl. Spell check on Michael Penix today.
I saw that, D. It happens to us all.
Made an X and X. My bad. Anyway, so.
But it was. Legata later.
Once D-Led got that straightened out, he did post a video, and I reposted it, of Michael Penix Jr. throwing the ball. Now, the funny stuff is what people said on social media and then on our text line, where guys say, I don't like it. He don't look good. Another guy says, looks fine. Another guy says, he looks good to me. Guy says, he looks fine. Throw some ice and dirt on his knee. Another guy says, he don't look right. So it's like.
What does he look like to you? What's he look like to you?
He looks a little gimpy. It's not like he's like popping on the balls, but he is, you know, sort of got some spring in his step. You know, just throwing a ball to Kadarrell Hodge.
Okay.
You know, making a cut at a goal line. But again, nobody in his face because it's a freaking Thursday or Friday. But anyway, D-Led's got it. I retweeted it. A lot of folks a little worried about it. But here's my thing to Carl, and I said this earlier. It's three words. Run the ball. Zach, run the ball. This is the worst team in the NFL in run defense. Okay, they've already given up over 1,000 yards in the run defense. They're averaging 159.3. They're averaging 5.2 per tote. Okay, the only guys worse than these guys as far as average is the Buffalo Bills. And we just beat the Bills running the football and then augmenting it with play action. This should be play action. Oh, I get it. You don't want him backpedaling with a bad knee, so it's pistol and it's always going to be the pistol. So if it is Penix, but if it's Cousins, the same damn thing. Run the ball, man. Run the ball, Zach. Come on.
The Dolphins, by the way, average about 186 yards passing per game. We haven't allowed a quarterback to throw over 200 against us.
We're the best passing defense in the league.
And that includes Josh Allen, the MVP. So, look, is Tua going to come in here and have to throw it around? Yeah, he's going to. If they're going to try to pull out a victory here because of what Mike just laid out about the Dolphins trying to find their run game. But I will say this, Mike McDaniel does come from the Shanahan tree, guys, and what that means is they will try to establish the run game. They're not going to abandon it just because they haven't been able to do it. He's going to come in here and try to run it, and we'll see what happens. I'm simply nervous because we got to be ready. This is one of those games that you're better than they are, you've shown it, you're at home, and you come in lackadaisical, Mike, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a game in the fourth quarter. And then everybody's looking at each other, Mercedes-Benz going, wait a minute, I thought the Dolphins are 1-6. Don't get caught slipping. And I just feel like you look at this team and you go, man, you got the head coach talking about the quarterback and the quarterback talking about his teammates and all this stuff. And that's why I said they feel dysfunctional. But that doesn't mean jack on Sunday. All you need is a couple of plays, Mike. That's it.
Like I said, I mean, unless, unfortunately, you're Dan Quinn, where we lost five games in a row, which rarely happens in the NFL, to Carl's point earlier, the Dolphins, this will be four losses in a row for Miami. A lot of injuries.
Well, if that happens, do they fire Mike McDaniel?
No, according to everything I'm reading from the Herald, and Adam Schefter retweeted as well, that Stephen Ross is still committed to this guy, this coach, despite all the dysfunction, all the things that have been written, said about it, things he said, things his quarterback has said, things players have said about the team. So either way, they're sticking with their guy. But as you guys know, Tariq Hill done for the season. Tua's got a left thumb, which has been giving him some trouble. Jalen Waddle was rested with a hamstring injury this week. We've had a number of injuries. I mentioned run the football. Unfortunately, if you want to see Tyler Allgeier, he's had a hip/knee. He's been listed all week. He's questionable. But there is another guy. We talked about it with Mark Raimondi. You can rewind. Listen to Mark from ESPN.com. Nathan Carter is a guy we picked up as an undrafted free agent out of Michigan State. He's been stout. He looked good in preseason. He had some mop-up duty in that blowout against Carolina. But Nathan Carter, backing up Bijan, Storm Norton is not going to play this week, so it's still going to be Elijah Wilkinson at right tackle.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. This is a must-win for us.
Hell yeah.
This
what do you think Arthur Blank thinks this game is?
This is a must-win for us. Maybe you went into the Buffalo game, all right, prior to the 49er game, and you're like, I don't know what we're going to do tonight. I hope we show up. They showed up. 49er game, you just wanted to go out there and build on it. Didn't play well enough to win, even though you had a chance of 5 minutes to play in the ball in your hands. This is a must win. Guys up there at Flowery Branch, you hear us. You hear our fan base. You hear what Falcon fans are. This one, you can't go in there and lose, Mike. I feel like you lose this one, you're going to lose a lot of faith from fans in this fan base who say, all right, we're 3-3. We're 500. You lose against the hapless Dolphins,
right?
It's not a good look.
As we said, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's why we have fun. Yes, we'll say an over-under. My over-under was 10 wins for this team this year. A lot of guys, you know, were like, oh, man, we got this, we got that. There's always a team which is going up and another team going the other way. Who would have had the Colts where they are? You know, Colts looking like the 2 seed in the AFC right now. It's crazy. You know, we talked about the Patriots. You know, Vrabel's going to have them ready. That's our next opponent. We got to go on the road. We're terrible on the road. We're terrible outdoors. Check, check. That's New England next week. So there's no margin for error. 4-3. I think most fans would have said we'd be 4-3. Just didn't know, expect the games we lost to be the ones we'd lose. But this is one, if you are Coach Raheem Morris, yes, Carl, everything you just touched on, you can't, based on the rest of the schedule, and right now, guys, we're the 11 seed in the NFC. There's 10 teams in front of us, okay? So we've got to – there's no margin for error. You can't lose this game.
Circle and Holsters says, trap! Guys, I feel the same way. Look, I don't think that the Dolphins have what it takes to come in here and play full four quarters and beat us. I just don't. But I am only concerned because of our inability to consistently be good in the red zone. That is why. And if you're at home kicking field goals and the Dolphins get down there and they're one of the best red zone teams and they're scoring touchdowns, that could be an issue. So
I mean, they scored 20 in their last every game except for the Colts. They got smoked by the Colts, smoked, embarrassed by Cleveland. But they've scored 21 or more points in all their games, to your point earlier.
And Mike, the Cleveland game, that was the one where everybody – I shouldn't say everybody. People who watch that team and cover that team say, okay
– they quit.
Yes, it felt like they quit on Mike McDaniel. Whether they did or didn't. And McDaniel, the question then became, do you stay with Tua, who threw three terrible interceptions? One looked like he had never thrown a football before. I mean, he's in the back of the end zone. He throws a ball right in the middle of this zone. The linebacker's like, you throwing it to me? It didn't look like he cared. And then they said, are they going to go to Quinn Ewers? Mike McDaniel said, I'm not going to make a change. But Tua's not going to throw 10 interceptions this week. Jokingly saying that. Tua will throw it to us. I do think we can get turnovers. I do think we can get interceptions on this team. And, Mike, I do think that's going to be the difference in this game because they have been turnover prone. That has been Miami's issue, even in the games they've been in. So our defense is very capable of that. I like us to win the game. I am nervous only because these are the kind of games where you just go, oh, man, we'll win this one, and you start looking ahead. Do not right. do that.
But that's the thing. Guys, just check what we're hearing from us. We're not saying this is falconitis. You know, Mike, you talked about Dan Quinn. I'm just telling you, losing four games in a row or five games is rare in the NFL, unless your team is the Jets, in which case you may lose every game this season for a number of reasons. Injuries and just it's a bad – they got no quarterback play. But this is a trap, everything Carl just said. And no, we're not talking about, you know, what happened last year or 2 years ago. But this is a coaching staff which unfortunately does not get consistency out of their team right now, currently. So that's a big if for me. How does Zach Robinson manage this if it's Michael Penix Jr.? And by the way, a guy asked me just now, goes, well, who'd you start? I start Cousins. If there's any doubt about Penix with a knee, with his medical history, I start Cousins. And if he wins and he looks great, you say in the mic, that's great. Great job for Kirk. And Michael Penix Jr. is my quarterback. And that's it. Okay? And yes, we'll talk about it. Yes, you'll talk about it. If Kirk Cousins comes in and throws for 350 and three touchdowns, nice problem to have. Aren't you guys the same people who told me it was genius to have this redundancy at the quarterback position?
Yes.
Well, now here it offers itself. With your young quarterback banged up. And maybe he does need a mental health break. I don't know.
I forget how to play quarterback.
Thank you, Kirk. I believe in Penix Jr.
Well, let me see.
But I said to you earlier in the week, and I'll say it again, if I am Coach Raheem Morris and Penix is struggling in this game, then what are you going to do? You're going to take the L? You're going to put Kirk Cousins in.
Yeah, you are. All right, man.
And struggling because of the limitations, because of the knee.
Only because of that.
Correct.
That's it. This isn't a playing performance situation.
Correct.
That's not this. This is what happens in the league.
But if you like they've got it, they're there, they're seeing it. We've only got one little chunk of video to look at. I'm just telling you, you've got the most expensive insurance policy in the league. Would you freaking use it?
Let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about whether the backup, Kirk Cousins, can lead this team if need be.
I think it's safe to say that I can lean on his 13-year experience to be able to go out there and figure out how to figure out this walkthrough. I think he's a professional at the highest level and will prepare at all rates to be able to go out there and execute. You know, he has been a backup in his league before when he first got in behind Robert Griffin. I've watched him in that format. I've watched him go out there and have success in that format. I was actually there. I've seen him here as a starter. I've seen him at Washington as a starter. He prepares every single day like a starter. He's the ultimate pro, and I got a lot of confidence in him in doing those things. Yes, it will be different for him from a long time ago, but he'll use that recall and he'll find a way to get it done. He'll find a way to do whatever he needs to do if called upon.
Okay, let me ask you one question, Mike. What if he stinks things up and he does start on Sunday? I'm just asking.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen, but to your point about all the positivity, and look, he didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Stop trying to make
the Cousins-Penix quarterback controversy
okay.
happen.
But what if he stinks it up and all of a sudden we end up losing
right.
because he didn't play up to his capability? Then what are you saying? We should have started Penix?
Right. I mean, right now, this team, remember, we all know how the history and the storyline played out. We know that Kirk, you know, said he was fine when he wasn't. And then later said, I wasn't fine. You know, trying to say, like, I'm still viable for maybe a trade in the offseason.
Yeah.
And then we spoke again off mic. And I think, like, he's apparently ready to go. He's one thing about Cousins, whatever happens if he does play, he's a lot healthier now than he ever was last
year.
This
is true.
You know, that's one thing. But, you know, this was the determination. The joke was, once you pivot to Penix, that's it. It's Penix. And you better believe in your – the story we got from D-Led was the coach had familiarity from the time, you know, knowing Shanahan and knowing Kirk Cousins from D.C. He wanted Kirk Cousins. The general manager
– Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I was in love with Michael Penix Jr. So we did both. All right. Well, here's a chance to maybe help the coach get another dub and move things down, get us closer to getting back in the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. So I just roll who gives me the best option. Penix is compromised with injury. You got to go with Cousins, I should say.
Right. I was like, man, this dude is—he's legit.
Well, we're going to need it. Sunday's going to be very interesting, and you'll be able to listen to all of it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.